Joining us now on the line is Terry Mazzoni from Lorain Medina Rural Electric Cooperative. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig.
Terry, what is going on? I got a news release here that says you're refunding $1.3 million in capital credits. What's this all about?
It's Merry Christmas from Lorain Medina Rural Electric. Patronage capital credits have been refunded by the cooperative annually since 1982. And this year, a record amount is coming back to our members and former members. $1.3 million are being refunded to the members.
What goes into being a record amount? Why such a big number?
Well, it's a larger number in part because the refund, the capital credits, we're a member of Buckeye Power, which is our wholesale power supplier, and the 24 electric cooperatives of Ohio own and operate Buckeye Power, and they supply our power to the 24 electric cooperatives. Their refund to Lorain Medina and the 23 other Ohio electric cooperatives was up this year, so that's the major reason, and we just passed that through. So that's a major reason that refunds are up this year.
Terry, we had a very brutal early 2015 weather-wise, but for November and December here, it's been relatively mild. Do those factors come into play at all?
Well, they won't this year, but they will in future years because power sales are about the same as they were this year as they were last year. But it does have an impact because patronage capital credits are based on members' electric use. And the more you use, the more patronage you give to the cooperative, then that's your refund actually goes up. And the longer you are with the cooperative, your patronage continues to increase.
It says the capital credits go to current and former members. So once a member of the cooperative, always a member? Or how does that really work?
Well, it takes a while to – we don't refund – Every account builds up capital credits, and it takes a while to exhaust your capital credits. So people are entitled to that. So we keep them on a list, and as long as we have a current mailing address, they indeed do get a check from the cooperative every year until they exhaust their capital credits.
There's a lot of different things that change in the energy business. What's the state of Lorain Medina Rural Electric and Buckeye Power related to pollution control and all the other things, the regulations that power companies have to follow?
Well, those are the key issues that we're staying abreast of. President Obama's Clean Power Plan has us very concerned because affordability and reliability. We're concerned about the increased cost that the Clean Power Plan is going to impose on rural consumers. Our consumers normally use about 20 to 30% more power every month than those who live in the city. We have more pumps and we have more lights and things of that. And so our consumption is up. And we're already coming out of the recession. 15 to 20% of our members already have to pay late. And we're concerned that that percentage is actually going to go up. So affordability and reliability are major concerns with the Clean Power Plan. But Buckeye Power and the Ohio Electric Cooperatives have invested over $1 billion in its power plants, and they're among the cleanest in the world right now.
Terry, how many members do you have, and generally, where do they live?
The cooperative serves 16,200 consumers, and we're in Southern Lorain County, from Carlisle Township, Henrietta Township, down south to Huntington and Rochester. We're in Western Medina County, Litchfield, the Lodi, Harrisville Township area. We're in Eastern Huron County, Northern Ashland County, Nova and Sullivan, and Wayne County down around Burbank. So 16,200 consumers.
Yes, and their checks are in the email or in the mail, as it would be, depending on how they're receiving the $1.3 million in capital credits.
Most of the members are going to get it as a credit on their bill. So that gives them more money at Christmas time. They don't have to pay the cooperative as much money, so they might be able to buy an extra gift or two for that special someone.
Absolutely. It's one of those where they maybe do a double take on their bill because if they, you know, either weren't expecting it or suddenly realize they make sure everything's accounted for and it works out well. But it's obviously a great surprise, or at least a comfort that they know at this time of the year, especially when a lot of times, not this time, but sometimes at this time of the year, the energy's being used quite a bit just to keep us warm in Northeast Ohio. Our guest today, Terry Mazzoni with Lorain Medina Rural Electric Cooperative. Have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for the good news this morning. Appreciate it.
Very good. Merry Christmas.